خواهشون میکنم. اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد لله رب العالمین، الصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین، حبیب الله العالمین، ابی القاسم محمد،
صلی علی
محمد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى ان يريد اصلاحا يوفق الله بينهما اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Well, in last session we talked about block thinking and we gave you solutions how to solve our block thinking, and we gave some reasons behind breaking relations. Today in this session our points will be about inner speech, and our topic, you do not forget our topic is solutions of our family problems. Inner speech, what inner speech is, according to the research and also you will feel that everybody has got inner speech. What inner speech is? You see, everybody is talking to yourself. Huh? Now you are here, maybe your mind is not here. You are here, maybe you are thinking and saying to yourself something. You are here in front of me, but you are talking to yourself how Aga is, how that is. I know what happened about that problem. I know how I will solve my problem. How I will talk to my wife, how I will talk to my friends, I don't know, whatever. Huh? This is the inner speech. Means talking to yourself. Now, inner speech, how is defined in Quran, what Quran says? You see, inner speech, as I said, we're thinking, we have two types of thinking. We have a positive thinking and we have a negative thinking. Inner speech is like same. We have a positive inner speech and we have a negative inner speech. This is called in researches IST, inner speech training. If you get this inner speech is one of the independent department, and it's a kind of art. If you get inner speech and if you control your inner speech, if you get how to drive your inner speech where you like to do, where you like, so you will be successful. Our 95% problem of families are because of inner speech. Huh? What happens at home? You are at home, somebody comes and says something, and you are thinking, you are saying to yourself, and inner speech create words also. Huh? And I give an example that inner speech, if your inner speech is clean, if your inner speech is park, your words, your thinking, your beliefs, your action, your reaction will be park and good. If your inner speech is negative, you will face problems because you are going, you're talking to yourself negatively. So this is important. What Quran says about the inner speech? قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. Allahu Akbar. Now these researchers have come that inner speech, you should control your inner speech. But Quran says 1,400 years ago that inner speech means viswas. The thinking that you are having, if you are having the negative thinking, you are having the problems. So inner speech, you see, there are two things. One thing is that you will control your inner speech, or maybe inner speech will control you. If you control inner speech, then you don't need any kind of a medicine, you don't need to go any doctor, you don't need to go any psychologist to solve your mental problems, because you're controlling yourself. You know, many people in our society we see, some people they go and pay thousands of dollars to get some treatment for the inner speech. But the Quran says that keep away waswas, these inner speeches. And if you get this one, drive it, control it. If you control this, you are successful. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says, Rasuddin mukhalifatul hawa. What is the deen? What is the religion? The base of religion is that you oppose your inner speech, oppose your inside desires. You know, inner speech is the entrance of a devil. You know, devil, how comes? Shaitan, how comes in our body? At home, wife is sitting, for example, and husband is at home. But she thinks that my husband today, why he came late? She's thinking, oh, maybe he met somebody, you know, outside. Why he is happy with, you know, his relatives? Why he's doing like this? He's okay, he's happy, he's having good life, but she's thinking like this. She's creating problem for herself. She's thinking that he's like this, but he's not like this. And sometimes it happens opposite too. Husband thinks like about her, his wife. That why my wife called that person? Why she laughed here? Why she said like this? Oh, Baba, here is nothing. She's happy. She isn't positive thinker where you're making her negative thinker. So, inner speech is important. Inner speech is the thing that you control yourself. And if you control yourself, you will solve your problems. And inner speech makes all problems, as I said. So what are the solutions and ways that we change our inner speech? There should be the methods, there should be the reasons and the methods that we can change our inner speech. And I'm telling you one thing, that if a person changes her or his inner speech, is the successful person in the world. Because he's a controlling inner speech. You can make your life beautiful. You can make your life successful by this. Okay, how we can change our inner speech? Number one, you can change your inner speech by zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't do zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically shaitan comes in your mind and, you know, makes many problems in your mind and gives many cushions in your mind. Says this and that, many reasons. Makes many problems in your mind, then you are in a hodgepodge situation. You are in a prison. Imam Al-Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that many people, they are in a prison. Not in the prison, prison that you see. No, not in that prison. Prison of thinking. Prison of inner speech. He himself is not himself. What he is saying is inner speech. So number one, how you can control? Do zikr. Whenever you are free, whenever you have got time, and shaitan is coming and is making questions in your mind, just do zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many zikr, la ilaha illallah, is one of the best zikr. If you do zikr, you are getting your shaitan away. Number two, and this is really important, how you can change your inner speech is that write down whatever you think. In whole day, whatever you've said, write down what you've said today. What you are thinking today. What your inner speech is today. You see, when you go to a psychologist and you will pay the money, they will ask you, okay, I will give you the treatment first, you have to tell me what you've thought today. You have to tell him or her about yourself, what you are thinking today. Means the whole inner speech of the day, you have to give him or her. That today, yeah, in the morning, I got up, sometime in my mind, you know, came that my wife is like this. For example, then I thought like this, then I thought like this, then the psychologist will come to know that, no, yeah, you are, he will think that he's a negative thinker. Because when he will come to know that you are thinking, all thinking, you are thinking, your speech is a negative, negative, negative. So he will give the treatment to ignore all these negative thinking. So write down what you are thinking and then see and do judge. That, oh, this was wrong, this was wrong, this was wrong, this was correct, this was correct. The next day, control those things which were wrong today and make them better. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says a person, Muslim and a mu'min, is a person whose today's is better than the yesterday. If you're today, that you are in today, if it is better than yesterday, you are successful because you are learning things. You are moving ahead. You are going to the aim and the goal of your life. Not like some people that say, okay, let's see tomorrow what happens. No. Religion is giving you the method of life. Religion is giving you the method of your spending your life. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Says that divide your time into six parts. You see how our masumins are, how our religion is. They are giving you time to divide your time into six parts. And if you divide, you see, you are busy then. You don't have time because one part of the time you have to give your family. One part of the time you have to give your friends. One part of the time you have to give yourself. One part of the time you have to give yourself that is connected to God and is doing ibadah. One part of the time you have to give your family, your children, your wife. One part of the time you have to give your job also. Not doing all ibadah the whole day, no. Not giving always time to your wife, no. Not giving always time, all time to your relatives, your family, no. All things on its own time. So when you divide your time into these parts, you've got a good life. You are busy then. So this is point number two. And point number three is that a person who you are going to marry, he or she, if he or she is a grow up nicely, and well in a religious family, you will have control on your inner speeches also, because he or she is not going to cause to make you on a wrong way. He or she is not going to cause to guide you to thinking wrong, because sometimes it happens. Well, at home, maybe your wife is doing some things that while you cannot control yourself, automatically your mind goes on that way. But if a wife is grow up in a religious atmosphere, she won't do anything that still you have a doubt. No. She won't give you a chance of thinking even or having a chance of a doubt. So it's really important. Maybe a question raised in your mind, you know, sometimes some people they ask that, okay, I like a girl. Well, she's a good, she's a pious, she's a momine, and she's okay, so I'm going to marry. But her family is not good. Her family, her parents are not good. They are not, well, momine, they are not muttaki, they are not pious. So what we should do? I think the answer we get from Quran. Quran says, wal baladu tayyib. It's a verse of a Quran. That says that the land form, if the form is clean and nice and park, the agriculture will be park. If the family is good, religious, and park, the children will be park. So families are really important. Parents are really important. While the atmosphere of families are really important. So if they are okay, then okay, because she will be or he will be okay, because he or she has grown up in the religious family. And the last point, you see, inner speech create words. You see what you are talking? You are talking from the bottom of her, right? Who is that giving you words? Who is driving words in your mind, inner speech? You see, when your inner speech is negative, your words will be negative. When your inner speech is positive, your words will be positive. And in the Quran, we have Allahu Akbar. You see how our religion is. Quran says, مَا يَلْفِزُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Your word, even one word, is counted. Even one word, angels are writing what you said now. That's why Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, said that some people, they are creating poison insects. How? They are saying bad words. These bad words as a, according to research, has said that they are creating T cells, one. And Imam alayhi salam says, you see how Imam alayhi salam says that if a person is having a bad words, even using one bad word, he's creating a scorpio. Sometimes he's creating snake. Sometimes he's creating some other, well, dangerous insect which will bite you on the day of judgment. You see, Quran said that every word, not sentence, sentence is big, maybe many words in it. Quran says, ma yalfizo, loves, means word. Even one word is not like, okay, I said, no. One word that come from your mouth is counted. Angels are writing that Mr. Ali said this, Mr. Ahmad said like this, Mr. Zaid said like this. If the positive words are, you will get the rewards. If you are making somebody happy with your words, you are getting the reward and good deed. If you are saying any bad thing, according to Imam Ali, you are creating a scorpion snake. And according to Quran, that hadith is explaining of this verse, that every word are going to be written, that what you said. So I think so, these methods, if we apply, and if we will use them, we can change the inner speech. And if you change the inner speech, our 95% of our problems are going to be solved, because we are not creating any doubtful or any things which create the problems. I think that enough. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.